Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and this your weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, September 5th, 2024. First up, we have a controversial decision handed down this week by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. A woman's critical illness claim was denied following her diagnosis of breast cancer, due to it falling within days of the end of her policy's eligibility period. The ombudsman found gaps in insurance coverage and affirmed the insurer's decision. We stretch out a hand of empathy to the claimant. However, it emphasizes the importance of understanding policy terms before signing on the dotted line. In another story connected to the handling of claims, one insurer was compelled to compensate over 900 policyholders due to failures in adhering to the claim processing times set out in the Life Insurance Code of Practice. These failures arose during a transition period and resulted in thousands of breaches. The insurer has since recovered ground, introducing new teams and training, significantly improving their compliance and service standards. Additionally, this week, the Australian Medical Association, known as the AMA, spotlighted skyrocketing indemnity insurance premiums at a recent national conference. Rising costs, driven by changes in healthcare delivery and advancing medical practices, were openly discussed. Notably, some industry players said their increases remain below inflation, although the occasional specialized field faces stiff hikes due to claim frequency. And finally, a fresh report by S&P Global Ratings has noted a growth spurt in reinsurers' appetite for taking on risks related to natural catastrophes. This comes on the back of strategic shifts in pricing and program balancing. However, a subgroup of reinsurers prefer to keep their exposure levels constant or reduce them as they seek diversified business avenues and steer clear of underwriting volatility. We'll be keeping an eye on how this statement plays out at the upcoming Rendezvous de September in Monte Carlo. That wraps up this week's highlights. Remember, for all your personal or business insurance needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay insured. I'm Paige Estrotori. See you next Thursday for another round of your weekly insurance news wrap.